And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of June, 2025. June 5th is the presumed birthday of the Greek philosopher Socrates. In Plato's The Republic, Socrates is recorded asking, "Would this habit of eating animals not require that we slaughter animals that we knew as individuals and in whose eyes we could gaze and see ourselves reflected only a few hours before our meal? If we pursue our habit of eating animals, and if our neighbor follows a similar path, will we not have need to go to war against our neighbor to secure greater pasturage because ours will not be enough to sustain us? And our neighbor will have a similar need to wage war on us for the same reason. Would not these facts prevent us from achieving happiness and therefore the conditions necessary to the building of a just society if we pursue a desire to eat animals?" June 5th is International Day for the Fight Against Illegal, Unreported, and Unregulated Fishing. Unregulated and illegal fishing amounts to an estimated 26 million tons of fish killed each year. Nearly 32% of seafood imported into the U.S. is caught illegally. 39% of fish stocks in the Northeast Atlantic and surrounding water bodies are classified as overfished. On average, a person consumes 19.2 kilograms of fish annually, which is twice as much as 50 years ago. In the past 40 years, there has been a 39% decline in marine species. June 5th is also National Veggie Burger Day. Not only are we saving cows by eating plant-based burgers, but it's good for the planet too. Data shows that producing 1 pound of beef requires 1,800 gallons of water, roughly the equivalent of about 100 showers for the average American. So cutting out meat saves our planet some much-needed water. It's the birthday of Shannon Keith, born on this day in 1973. Shannon Keith is the founder of the Beagle Freedom Project, an organization that advocates for saving laboratory animals and helping people live a cruelty-free life. Shannon Keith is an animal rights lawyer who went to law school specifically for the purpose of defending animals, to protect their rights and advocate for them. Beagle Freedom Project is the world's leading organization for rescuing and rehoming animals used in experimental research. Since 2010, they have liberated thousands of animals while working to end their abuse through education, advocacy, and legislation. The publication of Gifts of the Crow, How Perception, Emotion, and Thought Allow Smart Birds to Behave Like Humans by John Marsliff was on this day in 2012. Playful, social, and passionate, crows exhibit an avian kind of eloquence, mate for life, and associate with relatives and neighbors for years. And to people who care for them and feed them, they often give oddly touching gifts in return. The ongoing connection between humans and crows, a cultural co-evolution, has shaped both species for millions of years. Scientist John Marsliff teams up with artist naturalist Tony Engel to tell amazing stories of these brilliant birds. With Marsliff's extraordinary original research on the intelligence and startling abilities of corvids, crows, ravens, and jays, Engel's gorgeous line drawings and a lively joint narrative, the authors offer an in-depth look at these complex creatures and the traits and behaviors we share, including language, delinquency, frolic, passion, wrath, risk-taking, and awareness. Crows gather around their dead, warn of impending doom, recognize people, swill coffee and drink beer, design and use tools, including cars as nutcrackers, and windsurf and sled to play. With its abundance of funny, awe-inspiring, and poignant stories, Gifts of the Crow portrays creatures who are nothing short of amazing. And here's a poem for today, The Words of Socrates by Jean de La Fontaine. A house was built by Socrates that failed the public taste to please. Some blame the inside, some the out, and all agree that the apartments were too small. Such rooms for him, the greatest sage of Greece. I ask, said he, no greater bliss than real friends to fill even this. And reason had good Socrates to think his house too large for these. A crowd to be your friends will claim, till some unhandsome test you bring. There's nothing plentier than the name, there's nothing rarer than the thing. The Words of Socrates by Jean de La Fontaine. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be a real friend to the animals.